to the mountain, I'd run down to the sea. If she would do that rock and roll for me.
That is Dick Fagan, Nothing Really Shakes Me. Came out of 1958 on the Sarge label, S-A-R-G. I'm not familiar with that label as far as the history of it. I've got some records that have that label, but I just wonder if the guy that started it was a sergeant in the Army. I just don't know. Sarge label, S-A-R-G. Welcome into the BRC Radio Show, brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama. And we're going to get right back into the music. We've got Jesse Coulter going to get us started, Lee Andrews and the Hearts, and then we're going to do a little Beatles song. So a little bit of everything we're playing today. So hope you enjoy it. And here we go right now. Jesse Coulter from 1975, Storms Never Last.
Storms never last, do they? With the wind, your hand in mine stills the thunder, and you'd make the sun want to shine. I followed you down so many roads, baby. I've picked wildflowers and sung you soft, sad songs. And every road you took, I know your search was for the truth. And the clouds brewing now won't be your. Thank you. with the wind. Your hand in mine stills the thunder.
Try the impossible. Try to understand the way I feel about you. Try the incredible. For in trying all of my dreams might come true. Try to understand you're everything I ever hoped for. And if you try to make it survive, take my heart, it will be yours. I really mean it when I tell you I'll be at your beck and call. Tell me you want me, and our love will conquer all. The need for you just to be with you is the reason why I plead to you. Make the impossible the incredible, and all of my dreams come true.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo.
Do-do-do-do-do.
Wee-oo, wee-oo, wee-oo. I really mean it
when I tell you I'll be at your beck and call. And our love will conquer all. Oh, the need for you just to be with you is the reason why I plead to you. Make the impossible the incredible, and all of my dreams come true.
If you want someone to make a business.
All right, the Beatles, A Little Child. That was a song from their 1964 debut U.S. LP, Meet the Beatles. I believe they had one that was released in England, an LP, before the Meet the Beatles came to the U.S. But anyway, that one came off that LP. I do not think it was ever released on a 45. I know it didn't chart. But 1964, Little Child. LeAndrews and the Hearts before that. Try the Impossible, 1958, number 33 on the pop charts. Didn't do anything on the R&B charts, but real good sound by them, and number 33 on the pop charts. And Jesse Coulter before that. Now, that song there was her doing it by herself, 1975. That was off her LP, I'm Jesse Coulter. Now, she did it with Waylon later on in 81, did a duet with him, and that version went up to number 17 on the country charts. But this one here was just an LP cut, and I've always liked listening to Jesse Coulter, some of the great stuff she did. All right, let's keep going now. We've got the Chips going to get us started, and then Jimmy Clanton, and then the Eagles. Right now, from 1958, Chips doing Rubber Biscuit.
Do that again.
Do 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 bom.
Did you overhear of a wish sandwich? Well, it's the kind of a sandwich that you're supposed to take. Two pieces of bread and wish you had some meat.
Do 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 bom.
The other day, I ate a ricochet biscuit. Well, it's the kind of a biscuit that's supposed to bounce off the wall back in your mouth. If it don't bounce back, you go hungry.
Do 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 bom.
Gow gow, lovin' in the blubber lover. I love the sun that I love a do. Be right, a twinkle like a lover do. I love the thunder, the zipper do. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. Be right, I wanna double lover lover. Oh, love the magic of lover hover. Bend down, a lovin' in the lover do. Be right, a zipper to hover to lover.
The other day, I ate a cold water sandwich and a Sunday go to meat and bun.
Do 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 bom.
Cow cow, lovin' and I'm lovin' lovin'. All right, a ricky ticky hubba lovin'. I love a wonderful zipper do. He ride a livin' and a hubba lovin'. All right, a hubba and a wonderful. He ride a wonderful rugga wugga. All out of hell, take a lovin' hubba. Bring down a wonderful zipper do. He ride a hubba and a gundabo.
What you want for nothing? A rubber biscuit?
Do 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 bom.
Cow cow,
it comes to talking, I'm the sweetest sweet talker in the world. Well, she said you better start talking if you want me to be your girl. And she said,
go Jimmy, go. Go Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go Jimmy, go.
it comes to dancing. I'm the best young dancer in the land. Well, she looked at me with a twinkle in her eye, and then she took my hand and she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go, Jimmy, go.
When it comes to kissing, I ain't nothing but a kissing fool. She started to giggle when I told her that our teacher thinks she never learned in school. And she said,
go, Jimmy, go. Go, Jimmy, go.
Well, I talked her off the floor when she said,
go, Jimmy, go.
The sound of your own wheels drive you crazy. Lighten up while you still can. Don't even try to understand. Just find a place to make your stand and take it easy. Well, I'm standing on a corner in Winslow, Arizona, and such a fine sight to see. Thank you.
favorite songs way back when, 1972, The Eagles, Take It Easy. That one went up to number 12 on the pop charts. You know, you think back on how classic that song is, you think it would be a number one hit back then. But number 12 on the pop charts, and a song written by Jackson Browne and Glenn Frey. And that was their first hit that they had. And they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1998. And this particular song is a song that is listed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Take It Easy. Jimmy Clanton before that, 1959, number 5 hit for him, Go Jimmy Go. And the Chips got us started from the Josie label, 1958, Rubber Biscuit, a song that didn't chart, but a real fun song to listen to. Okay, next section here coming up. We in Birmingham grew up with a disc jockey by the name of Dave Roddy. Dave Rockin' Roddy. And I heard just recently through his daughter who contacted our club that he had passed away. Dave was one of our members in our club's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, being a disc jockey that he was, and gave us such great times. So I'm going to play a song in his honor right now, and then one more after that that he used to play a lot. And then we'll end with Donna Fargo doing a song. But right now, we've got a song coming up called Ballad of a DJ. And it's by the Dale Satins, and it's just a song about the passing of a DJ. And I think it's very appropriate for this, and just the memories that Dave Rockin' Roddy gave us. And then the next one after that will be the Flamingos doing a song that he used as his sign-off song, Lovers Never Say Goodbye. And as I said, we'll end with Donna Fargo. So here we go right now, the Dale Satins, Ballad of a DJ.
It was early this morning, we heard the news. DJ, he died today. Yes, a DJ passed away. He was only a young boy, like me and you. It's so sad, it's so blue. So drape the jukebox. DJ passed away, so let the oldies play, let all the goldies play, all the sounds that he played for us, the songs of yesterday, and say a prayer for him, and dedicate a song. Many say he was the greatest cat, he was a DJ, he died today, yes, a DJ passed away, so let the golden sounds fill the air, maybe he will hear that in the great somewhere, he was a DJ. Yes, a DJ passed away.
Shall return. never say goodbye.
I love you, my darling, more than life itself. I wouldn't try to hurt you, for I'd only be hurting myself. Just kiss me, dear, and hold me tight, for this is not our last time. Though we must part, there's no reason to cry. Just say so long.
Fargo, Don't Be Angry. That song came out in 1976 and went up to number 3 on the country western charts. Originally done in 1957 by Stonewall Jackson. It was a hit for him back then. But she did a real good cover job of that song there, Donna Fargo. And then the Flamingos before that, Lovers Never Say Goodbye. The master of that tape, when they first did it, they had the title written down as Please Wait For Me. But somewhere along the way, someone changed it. But anyway, Lovers Never Say Goodbye, 1959, number 52 on the pop charts. It was re-released in 61, but it only made it up to 117. And that was their first pop hit for the Flamingos. And boy, they were a smooth-sounding group. And I said it went up to number 52, and that was national. Here in Birmingham, it was a big, big hit because we heard it every night on the radio when Dave Rockin' Roddy signed off. And he made it a hit around here, and we really wanted to hear it. And before that, I did play Dale Satin's Ballad of a DJ on the Laurie label, 1962, in honor of Dave Rockin' Roddy, who passed away recently, and a big DJ here in town. And we were fortunate in Birmingham to have a lot of good radio stations and just wonderful, wonderful disc jockeys, and Dave was one of them. And that group, by the way, Dale Satin's, they named themselves after the Dales and the Five Satins. They came up with Dale Satin's. Okay, we got Marvin Gaye going to get us started, then Bobby Goldsboro, and then the Hollies. So Marvin Gaye right now, he's going to be doggone.
Up the sky now. You're a voodoo woman,
that's plain to see. You're a voodoo woman, so stay away from me. You make a dog forget to growl. You make the wind forget to howl. And voodoo woman, you break every heart you see. So voodoo woman, stay away from me now. Me.
Hollies, Bus Stop, 1966, went up to number 5 on the pop charts, a song that is listed in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame charts, and the group themselves were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 2010. Bobby Goldsboro before that, Voodoo Woman. That's one I hadn't heard lately, and I came across it in some of my stuff, and I thought, yeah, I need to play that one, and maybe you hadn't heard it either. You might not remember it, but pretty good little song for Bobby Goldsboro. 1965, up to number 27 for him that year. Then Marvin Gaye got us started with I'll Be Doggone, 1965 also. Went up to number 8 on the pop charts and went all the way to number 1 on the R&B charts. Okay, we've got Warren Zevon going to get us started. Then a little Jimi Hendrix and then Jackie Wilson. So here we go right now with probably my favorite Zevon song, Carmelita.
I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm there with her in Ensenada, and I'm hearing Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking. I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Well, I'm sitting here playing solitaire with my pearl-handled deck. The county won't give me no more methadone. They cut off your will. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down, and I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town. Yeah.
precious time. You got to be all mine, all mine. Foxy lady. Here I go. Lady, here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
Much longer, my heart's getting weak. It's not getting any stronger. You keep me so upset. My head's in a whirl. But if you wanna be my girl, you'd better stop. Cause if you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Now you know you go out nights to have yourself a ball. Sometimes you don't. You don't make it home at all. I don't mind you having yourself a real good time. But now, what you trying to do? Trying to make me lose my mind. Better stop. If you don't stop, I'm gonna put you down. Yes, put you down. I don't wanna do it, but I'll have to put you down.
Mr. Excitement, Jackie Wilson. Doggin' Around, 1960. That song went to number 15 on the pop charts. And again, another big number one hit for him. He had a lot of those things. But number one on the R&B charts. But Jackie Wilson, great, great sound. I always love that voice. Jimi Hendrix before that, Foxy Lady, 1967. A song went to number 67 on the pop charts. You know, I don't think Jimmy ever had a number one song, did he? I'm not sure. I don't have any information in front of me right now, but just thinking about it. But boy, was he a classic rock icon, and had some great sounds, great albums. And that particular song is on the Rolling Stone 500 Greatest Songs of All Time. They listed it at number 153. And Jimmy was put in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1992. Warren Zevon before that, Carmelita, 1976. That's a cut off his first LP that came out in 1976. Warren Zevon, self-titled. And if you've never heard that or never seen that album, there's probably a reason. That album only went up to number 189 on the pop charts, so it didn't get many sales out there. But he went on and wrote some great songs, and people did a lot of his stuff, and had a couple hits himself after this. And of course, he was big in with the Jackson Brown, Linda Ronstadt, the Eagles, so many other people on the West Coast, and did some good stuff. And let's see, Get Going Again. We've got our double play of the day coming up. We're going to start out with a guy named Nick Todd. He's going to do a cover version of At the Hop. And then our double play of the day is going to be Grand Funk Railroad. We got two by them coming up, so hope you enjoy those. So here we go right now, and this is Nick Todd from 1957, his version of At the Hop.
And even strolling at the hop, 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 hop. When the record starts to spin and you chalipso with your chicken at the hop, 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 hop. Do the dance sensation that is sweeping the nation at the hop, 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 hop. Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop,
oh baby.
Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Well, you can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jumping is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop. Let's go! Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop. Let's go to the hop. Well, you can rock it, you can roll it, you can stop and even stroll it at the hop, hop, hop. When the record starts spinning, you can lift it with your chicken at the hop, hop, hop. Do the dance sensation that is sweeping the nation at the hop. You can swing it, you can groove it, you can really start to move it at the hop. Where the jumping is the smoothest and the music is the coolest at the hop. All the cats and the chicks can get their kicks at the hop. Let's go! Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Oh, baby.
Let's go to the hop.
Gonna have a good time, yeah. Give me all that love that's in you.
Double play of the day, Grand Funk Railroad. That one there was Some Kind of Wonderful. Came out in 1974 and went up to number 3 on the pop charts. And before that, Foot Stomping Music, 1972, went up to number 29 on the pop charts. And this group was named, they're from Michigan, and this group was named after a landmark up in Michigan called Grand Trunk Railroad. And I do not know what Grand Trunk Railroad is up there. But anyway, that's where they got their name. They just changed it to funk, and boy, they could play some funk. If you like good live music, this group here, if you go to YouTube and pull up some of their live stuff, they really do a great job. Find stuff like, I know they had that great live album, and they had songs like Inside Looking Out and In Need, and just so many other good stuff. And boy, they play those on other live versions too on the YouTube. So pull that up and watch them. They are really, really good. Double play of the day. Well, I'll tell you what, in a sense, the first one we did, Foot Stomping Music, was listed on the record as Grand Funk Railroad. And Some Kind of Wonderful, when that 45 came out, it was just listed as Grand Funk. But we'll call it a double play. Same group. We know that. At the Hop before that, Nick Todd, 1957, number 21. This guy was born Nicholas Boone. And yes, if you're wondering, this is Pat Boone's younger brother. In fact, Pat Boone was born June 1st, 1934. And Nicholas Boone was born June 1st, 1935. So they're exactly 1 year apart. And this was, I think Nick had one more other song that charted. I think it was titled Plaything, maybe something like that. But anyway, but this was Pat Boone's younger brother, Nick Todd. All right, we got to go in a little bit, so let's get one more set in here. We got the Tokens going to get us started, then Gene Pitney, and then Gary Wright. So here we go right now from 1964, the Tokens doing He's in Town.
He's in town.
Girl, my blue jeans.
sky. I was afraid he'd come back someday. I'd be the one to lose. I knew when you saw him you wouldn't ignore him, and he'd be the one, be the one you choose.
Thank you.
Gary Wright, Love is Alive, 1976, year that one came out, went up to number two for him. He was a keyboardist, and before he went on his own, he was with the group Spooky Tooth, if you remember any of their stuff, and then had a pretty good little career by all by himself as a solo artist, Gary Wright. Gene Pitney before that, 1962, a number 12 hit for him on the pop charts, Half Heaven, Half Heartache. And the Tokens before that got us started with He's in Town, number 43 hit for them in 1964. All right, we're going to have to get out of here, so thanks for listening. This show is brought to you each week by the Birmingham Record Collectors out of Birmingham, Alabama, and I'll do a couple of shows a month. We've got Joe doing one. Joe, I call him Hey Joe, and he does a show for us, and then Tom Faison comes in with his show called The Vinyl Experience. So give a listen to all of us and listen to some good music while you're sitting at your computer or on your phone or whatever, and some of the songs you never heard before, and just hope you have a good time listening to all the music that we're trying to put out there for you on the BRC website, birminghamrecord.com. Okay, this is going to be the Beach Boys doing a song they recorded in February of 1962. They had had a little bit of success with their first song that they recorded on the West Coast, Luau and Surfing. And if you never heard Surfing, give that song a listen. Look up it on YouTube and just type in Surfing, Beach Boys, first hit or first record or something, because they got so many songs with the title Surfing in it. But they did a song called Surfing. And anyway, they had a little success on the West Coast with that. And so the producers and everybody brought them back in the studio and said, let's do some more. And they did Surfing Safari, and I can't remember the other songs they did. I think Barbie was one of them, maybe. But anyway, but they did a little instrumental. They called it Beach Boy Stomp. And over the years, it's been known as Karate also. If you look up on YouTube or somewhere, you can find the song is Karate. But it's Beach Boy Stomp was original. But it never was released, and no album or anything. But anyway, hope you enjoy it. 1962, the Beach Boys. Thanks for listening. We're going to catch you next time on BRC Radio.